The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
So again, welcome back to the show, 8 a.m. Central Time here on this Thursday. And of course, the phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. We go to Brady, and I don't know where you are, Brady. You're either in Vegas or Arizona, one of the two, but you're somewhere out there.
Oh, I'm up by the west rim of the Grand Canyon now, Dave.
Yeah, I think I told you, don't jump. I know it's tempting, but don't do it.
I know Biden keeps saying that to everybody in the balcony, too. I wanted to even stop that.
I don't know. So what's on your mind today?
I think he's a clone. I really do think Joe Biden is a clone. He was done away with, I think, in 2019, according to a lot of the stuff at Guantanamo. Even Ashley Judd, who's his relative, said that's an actor. And then they also said that Joe Biden possibly could have had a twin brother that they haven't disclosed. And So I don't know what we got in there right now, but I happened to see some commercials on the TV out here yesterday, and Martha Stewart was on, and she was like a ninja warrior saying, you better get your COVID shot before, you know, or else.
What they're
doing now out here, I happened to go into Kingman, Arizona the other day, and I was just looking at the people. And do you know that I can tell the people that have been jabbed just by the way they look in their eyes? They look dusty. They kind of got like a chlorine smell yet. I'm very sensitive to smells. We talked about that earlier, but they're trying to combine now where you go in. It says, come in and get your free flu shot and at the same time, get your Novavax or your new booster at the same time. You know, this is, I don't, and these people are lining up. And I talked to a lot of the people in line at the bank here in Arizona. I really think these people are clueless to how dangerous these death jabs are. I don't know. I don't know if they don't listen to the news, the radio, but they are clueless. They think that's the savior right there to line up and get the clock shot. I don't know what to tell them, Dave.
I don't either, Brady. It's one of those things that we just, you know, I have a problem with a lot of what is going on and why people are just so adamant, why they're so pro-government and believe everything that they hear on mainstream media. I mean, this is, they live for a diet of this, and they're fear-mongered and they've been overcome and they trust the government more than they do God. So you can kind of tell the direction of which way this country's going.
Yeah, one thing before I go, Dave, one thing, you know, you were talking about the satellites. Did you have that guest that comes on and tells the satellite station thing where you can receive all the radio stations? I got to ask him, you know, I've been looking at a lot of stuff like in astronomy and astrology. And is the Earth flat around? Are we spinning or not? And, you know, one thing I come up to, you know, there still isn't one picture of the Earth from outer space that hasn't been computer generated. And then when you go to satellites, what most people think now that I've looked back on, some of the people that are looking into this, they're not satellites, they're sat-a-loons. They're military balloons affixed with equipment, just like what we saw flying over the U.S. They go out in the ocean there in the Pacific, they fill up their balloon, the current takes them right across from west to east, and they're wondering, oh, geez, how do these balloons fly all the way from Alaska? Yeah. Come on, folks, they're blowing them up on a ship and sending them across with the trade winds. They're not a metal thing that's orbiting the Earth. It's a balloon, a military balloon, which they've used for hundreds of years in warfare, and they're now using it on the American people. They're sat-a-loons.
Hundreds of years, Brady, I don't know, hundreds of years.
Weather balloons. They've been using weather balloons since World War One for doing different things.
Well, let's
in
see. That's, you can go that's look 19. That yeah, that's not the early 1900s. And so, yeah, early 1900s. Let's see. I'm doing my math here. And so we've only gotten through two centuries here. So, all right. Appreciate your call. Thanks much. 5 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m., still trying to reach out to our author. The striking auto workers, by the way, got to talk about them. They're warning that Biden's green agenda is going to wipe them out. And this is the electric vehicle mandates. They're afraid of them. 25,000 auto workers across the U.S. are striking against General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis after they announced this a month ago. And they are trying to score higher wages to keep up with inflation and commitments. Their members' jobs will not be quashed by these EV mandates. I don't know, you know, Whitney Walsh, people like that who works at Stellantis' Portland Parts Distribution Center in Beaverton, Oregon. EVs, she says, they're going to wipe us out. They don't need spark plugs. What else? Oil filters. We sell a lot of those. If we don't have all those parts, I feel like we don't have a lot to do. Well, let's see here. What's this thing about having to have about 10 years worth of these things in stock because not everybody subscribes to that? And, it, you know, people who visit the boneyards that have to try to find parts for their classic cars. And then when you get these guys whose EV batteries need to be replaced and they find out it costs anywhere from $17,000 to $22,000 to do that. And I kind of go, no, thanks. The guy in Finland that found out his battery was going to cost $22,000. So what did he do? He smashed up his car, took a sledgehammer to it. I don't really think that, you know, this idea about the green agenda. You have on one side people like Whitmer, that's Gretchen, Hansel and Gretchen, who wants to bring this Chinese battery plant into, you know, because they want in Michigan, they in Lansing, they want, you know, they want China in there. Gretchen, have you got a Chinese boyfriend? I'm just wondering just exactly how much in their in your back pocket they are. You got to wonder about that because everybody's motivated to do certain things for certain reasons, huh? So we have to be suspicious of our government. You know what? You have a right to be. It's okay. In the gardening, farming, and homesteading category, if you like using herbs in your cooking, it's a great idea to just grow your own. Harvesting and drying your own culinary herbs is easy and fulfilling, allows you to bring the fresh flavor from your garden to the garnishes. That's what we call farm to table, but you can do it on your own. We have an article about how to grow and dry your culinary herbs. That's pretty cool. And now we go right back to this Irish Spring. Does the soap repel the squirrel? Got to wonder about that. You get the moose, I get squirrel. But bonus. Yeah. There you go. How much more divisive and clever the common squirrel? We got one running across our back fence while we're out having coffee in the morning. We can just see them. They're just playing in the trees, just loving it, looking for food, squirreling away stuff for winter. More divisive, according to the author, that squirrels are adorably cute, no doubt about it, but they're rodents like all other rodents. They're crafty, invasive, and pesky, and they'll steal bird seed. They'll nibble on every plant, fruit and veggie on your property and make a nuisance of themselves. And the author of the article was told a long time ago, all you need to do to keep squirrels out of your garden is to use Irish Spring soap. I was wondering what we're going to do with that big stack of stuff. Does Irish Spring actually repel squirrels? The answer is yes. And many other mammals with sensitive noses. They seem utterly repulsed by the fragrance of Irish Spring. Irish Spring, Mandy, yes, but I like it too. I'm sorry. It just opens up the door for all sorts of stuff from my past. All these commercials I watch, you know, I'd like a Mandy soap. Yes. Wow. Okay. Dog hair is another good squirrel repellent. And of course, mine, what she likes to do when she sees a squirrel is take off at high speed for the fence. Well, I like those signs. I have a sign that says I can make it to the fence in 2.3 seconds. Can you? It's a picture of my German Shepherd on there. That's funny. But that's not the squirrels ignore the sign. They don't care about that sign, but they do care about dog hair. So save the dog's hair when you brush or groom it and use it to mulch around your garden beds. The squirrels will not go near it because they've got sensitive snouts. So if you don't want them digging up your bulbs, use dog hair. All right. And if you don't have access to that, get your hairdresser to save a big bag of hair for you and lightly dig it into the soil, because squirrels can't stand the smell of humans either. So they leave the gardens alone. Like I said, we're all about solutions. There's a hairy solution for you. Tom in Ohio. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for calling. What's up?
Well, I didn't get to listen to the first hour today. What was the comments on the big brain frying test yesterday?
Oh, the big brain frying test. Well, I threw everything out on the table. I said, all right, I laid out all the cards. Pick one.
Well,
some of you put on the tinfoil hat and put your phone in the microwave, and I did not get the test yesterday. I had the phone sitting right there, and I think it's because I turned off my alerts on my phone that I didn't get it. We had people working in the house yesterday that were doing some electrical repair work, and they were wearing earbuds, and the test came into their earbuds, and I'm like, whoa. You got the frequencies right in your ear. They still get the work done. The thing is that, you know, my own son texted me and said, I'm still here. And I went, of course you are. I texted him back. You know, the general manager for the radio station, put up a post. We saw it. And it basically said, look, this is a test of the emergency broadcast system. It's only a test. They've been doing it for years. This is just another method to the madness. The people out there that think that the government is behaving nefariously, as I posited, you know, you can use the boy who cried wolf scenario. You can use the see I told you so scenario, see nothing came of it scenario. You can take the tinfoil hat off your head scenario. Your conspiracy theorist scenario. You know, I mean, there's all these different scenarios that come into play. And the boy who cried wolf seems to stick out in my head because you just don't know. Half the people that are talking about the science, Tom, and I posited this idea, is that, you know, the science may be true. We may be playing with frequencies. They may be trying to bomb our heads with, I mean, we've got EMF. There's no doubt about it. The science is there. We talked about cell phones and the amount of RF and EMF that they put out. We've talked about the cell towers. We talked about 5G. We brought all of this up. I mean, we're all being affected by frequency in some way, shape, or form. But as far as the EBS test goes, we've seen COVID. We've seen what happened with the dues in Maui, because I'm pretty sure, given what we know already, that they used them. The evidence is pointing in that direction, at least. So when we're looking at that, and dues, that operates off of frequency as well. Directed energy weapons, energies operate off of frequencies. So everything, you know, in harmony, this harmonious thing, harmony all comes from frequencies. There is a change in the frequency to A440. There's all sorts of reasons why the Rife machine is very practical, because useful frequencies, and they've got these med beds now. And how do they operate? Off of frequencies. So it's natural for us to think the worst. At least some of us do. Some of us walk around positive. Some of us are, glasses are half full. Mine is half full right here with Pril water. I decided to have some Pril bead water. I've made some Pril water, and we continue to make that on a regular basis. Good stuff. We sell it at the Power Mall, so you should get some. But in the meantime, we know when we're talking about frequencies and harmony of the system, that's one of the reasons why, you know, we let everybody just pick a card. So what was your take on this yesterday? I didn't ask you that. I should ask you, what's your take on what happened?
Well, I wasn't concerned about it. I made sure I had my radio on.
Okay.
The test never even came on the radio stations.
Really?
The AM radio stations, and I'm in kind of central Ohio.
Okay.
There was never even a test on the Columbus radio station.
Are we talking about WCOL?
WTVN.
Okay, TVN.
WTVN, yeah. It was never even on there. My phone didn't do anything. A friend's phone buzzed, and that was it. So
wow.
It was kind of nothing.
And no text messages on your friend's phone?
Nope. No text.
Wow.
Nothing. So,
all right, Tom, let me ask you this. Do you think that this test failed in many respects?
Well, I would kind of say it either failed or it was just a psyops. I don't know.
Well, see, that's why I had Jeff Prather on yesterday, because he said it's probably one of the biggest psyops that we're going to encounter. And see, this gives the far right, who's looking at the science side, a chance to say it's nefarious and this is what to expect, and you got to be ready, and you got to wear the tinfoil hat, and you got to put your phone in the microwave. And a lot of people are going, come on, I know the science may be true, but there is a point in time where common sense kicks in, and it's like, I'm sorry, I'm not buying it. And it's okay. I mean, a lot of people didn't buy the COVID shot. And a new study now says the COVID vaccine is creating incidences of abnormal bleeding among non-menstruating women. And I'm like, look, see, there's all these things they're not telling us. And it's, again, it's big pharma doing the dirty work for the government, because the government, we can't point fingers at the government for doing something like that, can we? And this EBS test is just another classic example of things the government can't do, because if the government was to launch this thing and people started dropping dead or turned into walking zombies. And of course, I was talking to the guy that owns, or general manager of a radio station in Florida, Tom, and he told me, he says, yeah, we got an email from somebody saying, if you want to prevent the zombies from getting anywhere, just tie their shoelaces together. And I'm just like, oh, come on. I said, seriously, you got an email to that effect? He goes, yeah, we've been getting them all. Everybody and their brothers. You know, I mean, I got to laugh at some of this stuff, Tom.
Yeah, I like the defend your house, put a bunch of treadmills around your house for the zombies.
There you go. All right. I appreciate your call. Thanks for chiming in. It's good to hear from
you.
All right. Wow. This is nuts, folks. You know, the people out there, and I understand that there are certain favorites that we've had on the show that you like, and I'm not going to mention names, because every time I do, you know, I get emails and comments and, you know, people just, you shouldn't have said that. Okay. I laid the cards out on the table and asked you to pick one. Okay. Pick a card, any card. You know, it's like what the magician does. Sleight of hand, right? I gave you the opportunity to pick a card. Everybody has common sense. Everybody has cognitive dissonance. We're trying to get rid of that. We're trying to get the critical thinking going on upstairs, and asking people, please, you know, I understand that a lot of people that get on this show, like other radio networks and other shows that are out there, talk about the possibilities, and this is what the science says, and this is what we know, this is what our government's capable of. We've got people in the military getting on and saying, oh, yes, we've had directed energy weapons for a long time. But see, then when something like Maui happens, then all of a sudden the narrative is the electric company did this. They didn't maintain the power lines, and they started forest fires in the fields, and Hurricane Dora, which is 500 miles away, whiffed it up. And that's what caused Maui to burn, yet all the blue umbrellas didn't burn. You see, all of a sudden, these frequencies, these things that we've been looking at as far as the science, that some of these people that are on that side of the equation, you know? But see, it's like the people that are out there talking about the science, and then other people who like what they're hearing take offense when I talk about the science. I said, what are you doing? Going Fauci on me? You attack me. You attack the science. You know, I'm sorry, but that is a lame excuse that's been overused by the COVID committee, the branch COVIDians. It's been overused. We're tired of it. you don't like the science, you're attacking me if you attack the science. I said the science exists, and therefore I'm God. I'm going to tell you a thing or two. I can't. I'm sorry. I'm not buying it. That's one of the reasons I started bringing up my past in broadcasting and what I know about EBS tests, because, like I said yesterday, I didn't put my phone in the microwave. I had it sitting right there within 2 feet of me waiting. Nothing happened. It's like, Tom, nothing happened. Like I said, we can choose to believe what we want to believe and act the way we want to act. We live in a free country, at least for now. We don't have little men with the green helmets with the red star on the front pointing weapons at us yet. I know. Is that a little extreme? I don't think so. You know, so many people, politicians have warned us that China is the enemy. Of course, we have to have an enemy. We have to have a protagonist and an antagonist, because we have to have some semblance of an argument somewhere. Why we need to go to war? Why do we need to be at peace? That's why we have Ecclesiastes 3. Time for war, time for peace, a time for love, a time for hate. And that's why the birds wrote the song Turn, 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 right? Cancel culture. In the news of cancel culture, woke Silicon Valley is taking notes because the AI chatbots from China and Russia are filled with censorship and propaganda. All right. So Wired is reporting. This is the technical magazine. Wired is reporting AI chatbots like ChatGPT are typically seen as friendly, helpful tools. That is until they tell you, you know, hi, I'm your date for this evening. What? You don't like life anymore? Why don't you just kill yourself? Oh, my. You're not going to be able, like I said before on the show, folks, you are not going to know with this AI out there. They're promoting it big time. Even Naomi Campbell's walking around with the old AI thing going on. Oh, it's models, because people look up to models. All the girls look up. I want to be just like her. I want to be skinny like her. I want to be anorexic just like her. I mean, this is what they do. They look up to this stuff. Hi, what's your name? I'm Karen. I'm not hungry now. Carpenter. This is just nutty. And people that buy into this AI, I mean, we've already been warned that this stuff is going to get you in trouble. The legal profession is pushing this stuff like crazy. Yet we have one attorney in New York that just got whacked with a $5,000 sanction for using some sort of AI to write his legal pleadings, and it put false case law in there. And the judge went off on him. This is the sort of thing, if you start embracing all of this stuff and, oh, I'll have let AI help me. That's what Grammarly is, folks. Let's let them help me write a book. And half the book is flawed. If you're trying to write something truthful and you're using AI and attempt to do that, well, good luck with that. The Grace Hopper celebration, did you hear about that? Bills itself as the world's largest conference for women in computing, was recently swamped by men. Their influential career fair opened itself up to disaster by welcoming non-binary attendees to its inclusive, of the LGBT community. An invitation men accepted in large numbers. All the non-binary showed up. Kind of wrecked their parade, rained on their parade. Wow. So, you know, unfortunately, some of you, they're taking interview slots right now from women who need them. This is all these non-binary guys showing up. And of course, they're the sea of men, you know, and the women are saying, the event organizers are saying, you know, you guys are lying about your gender identity. With the chief event impact officer complaining, some of you are taking interview slots from women who need them. Some of you are standing in line talking to recruiters instead of letting women speak. All of those are limited resources to which you have no right. Oh, now are we talking about biological men here? That what we're talking about? Is some of you leftists out there actually think, well, what if these guys come in and tell you, well, I'm pregnant. I have a right to be here. Remember, you're the one who said men can get pregnant, right? There's a whole bunch of them out there. So this leftist campaign out there just backfired. Dog trainers out there are warning never to give your dog these three common things. Now I know you're like, Dave, what are they? Tell me, what are they? I will. We got a little time here. We have a trainer out there, Jennifer Warswick, Colorado born. She's 26 years old. founded the Top Paw Canine Academy in 2018 after serving two deployments in the military, and his founder, Bliss, helping dogs and their owners cement happy, lifelong relationships. She has four dogs of her own. You ready for this? This is a combination I love. A German Shepherd named Riley, a Dutch Shepherd named Athena, a Belgian Malinois named Dexter, and a Yorkie puppy named Raisin. And, of course, these are the things that she says are the most dangerous toys and, surprisingly, three of the most common. Tennis balls, rope toys, and cooked bones. She recommends using larger balls, balls with holes in them with texture on the outside so they don't get slippery and dogs can choke on them. Balls with ropes, part of the thing is if they're not made out of jute or hemp or something strong, which is durable, they chew them up and get them in their stomach. And one of her dogs, actually, when the German Shepherd was a pup, she was in the military. She was at a friend's house when she'd go to work. She got a hold of one of these rope toys, bit it into pieces, and swallowed it. $3,000 emergency surgery to get all that junk out. That's why she's saying those three things you should never have as a dog owner. And in our In Case You Missed It category, for those of you who didn't remember this, Senator Bob Menendez's wife, then girlfriend, Nadine Menendez, reportedly struck and killed a pedestrian in 2018, which meant she would have been his girlfriend at the time. These police records were revealed on the New York Times yesterday. Federal prosecutors have claimed the couple was given a new Mercedes as a gift as part of a bribery conspiracy to cash in on Menendez's power and influence. Police records indicate the fatal collision badly damaged her Mercedes, according to NBC News. See, even the mainstream media is turning on these people. And what about the situation with Taylor Swift? Oh, you got to love that. She shows up at the Chiefs games, and all of a sudden the NFL is going ballistic, and Travis Kelce's going, you really, guys, you shouldn't be paying that much attention to it. If you had read through our email blast yesterday, you would have seen that article about Aaron Rodgers poking at calling Travis Kelce Mr. Pfizer after he got his latest booster shot. And yeah, he's actually promoting the death jab, Travis Kelce is. Travis, I certainly hope the star that you are in the field with the Kansas City Chiefs that all of a sudden, one of these days, you don't drop dead of a heart attack right there in the middle of the playing field like all these other athletes are. See, I'm fine. I took the jab. I'm fine. For now, what happens on the day you're not fine? You see, that's the thing. All these people come out and they find these people to speak about the jab, thinking that, look, all we get to do is get these rock stars. And I mean, even Eric Clapton had neuropathy in both hands after getting the jab. He even woke up, for crying out loud. Wow. You know, you got to protect your heart, folks, and that's why we're going to have Wayne Elliott from Strauss on our call with us here in our next segment. We have some very important messages you need to listen to. I'm going to go drink my Prill water in the meantime. I already took my Strauss heart drops. If you stay with us, be right back.
I reached out to Grown by Nature and asked if they had a zinc product that they thought could help, and they did. Not only is zinc amazing for skin healing, it has helped with his neurological behavioral. Somebody is considering taking that zinc and copper, and if, you know, they have a child who struggles with behavioral or neurological aspects, what I found out is that zinc is critical for the natural creation of neurotransmitters. And if you don't have enough neurotransmitters, you can have neurological and therefore behavioral effects that you do not want in your child. Grown by Nature, zinc and copper formula, it helped us now figure out things that will help him for his future.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean Black Seed Oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself. come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Catherine, producer of The Power Hour. Not very many of you know that I suffer from an autoimmune disease, and one product that I depend on daily is Global Healing Center's organic plant-based selenium. Selenium is essential for optimal endocrine and immune function and for moderating the inflammatory response. Not only that, but this essential trace mineral plays a vital role in promoting a healthy thyroid, maintaining cardiovascular health, and supporting metabolism. This expertly crafted supplement is extracted from the mustard seed plant. It is vegan-friendly and high bioavailable, ensuring optimal absorption of this powerful antioxidant. So whether or not you're dealing with an autoimmune disorder like me, or you simply want to boost your immune function, I recommend you try Global Healing Center Selenium from The Power Mall. It's available by going to thepowermall.com or by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829.
And here we are. It's 8:33 in the morning Central Time. And of course, we are on the phone with Wayne Elliott from Strauss Heart Drops. Flu season's just around the corner. And of course, at the Strauss, the good folks at Strauss have come up with the immune support drops in the 3.4 ounce bottle. And the reason I'm bringing it up this morning is because I want Wayne to talk about what's in it and why we need to be taking it right now. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing fabulous. Thanks for asking. I took my Strauss Heart Drops this morning.
Me
in
too.
In between the break. Yeah.
Me Take too. It's first thing every morning for me. But you're right. I was just on the show yesterday, Dave, with a doctor, and this cold and flu season, you know, is back with us again. And now this, apparently there's a there's another rash of COVID or some variant going around. I was just talking this morning with a football team in Hamilton that I help. And out of a roster of 65 players, they have 22 off with COVID just now.
Oh, my.
Which is, and four coaches. So it's as we knew and as we were told, it would become an endemic. Once the pandemic was over, it would be like just as the common cold and influenza B is an endemic. We never get rid of it. You know, I'm in my 70th year, and of course they had common colds and influenza B when I was created. So these things never leave us. It just seems that there's more of them, and this RSV, they're pushing that vaccine. I just read yesterday, Dave, it's not going to be free to seniors in Canada. It's going to be $230 a shot.
Ow!
That's just what people need on top of this inflation and high costs of everything. And you know, they still, I believe, do their best to frighten people and as they did the last time. But what's important here, Dave, is that obviously, just as when COVID hit, and they would say people died from COVID, well, they for the most part, they died with COVID, and had the people that suffered the most were older people with other complications, other Schedule A disease, heart, high blood pressure, diabetes, you know, these other ailments, lung troubles. And so it's kind of like the straw that broke the camel's back. When I got myocarditis a couple of months ago, Dave, I believe, and it was very tough couple of weeks I had, and quite a recovery. But I believe had my heart not been so strong, I might not have made it. It can be very difficult. So the big significance, in my opinion, with the cold and flu season coming on is that anybody that's suffering anything else, well, this is kind of like piling on. It just makes it worse. So we really got to focus on our immune system. You know, as we've talked about, the Strauss heart drops are just a great thing to take every day. Try and make sure blood flows everywhere. We have a vessel to carry it. But especially important, you know, for our immune system, the aged garlic extract, the oregano, it's a time where folks are really best to be on a good oregano product. I was so happy, Dave, when Strauss came out with the smooth oregano, because I could never take oil of oregano. It burned my mouth and gave me indigestion, but this smooth oregano is just as powerful. And they told me a year ago, August, I had a virus on my lungs. This was at an infirmary in Halifax. I was out on a job. And I was amazed. They had quit counting numbers then. So the doctor said to me, you know, that one that's been going around for a couple of years. I said, yeah. He said, it could be that or it could be another one. And I was so surprised that they wouldn't want to know to isolate if I'd had COVID or any flu, really. And they didn't say that. But I'll tell you, I got rid of that virus. Was when I got COVID back in April of this year, I was taking that oregano product, smooth oregano, three times a day, and I did get rid of that virus. It really helped. Oregano is just so powerful, right? That very, very powerful herb. Some of us tend to think of it to be used in cooking and pasta sauces and so forth. I really don't think that's why the creator put it here. I think it's just a very strong medicine. And so it's those people that have other issues, Dave, that need to be most concerned with the cold and flu season. And I don't know what to say about piling these vaccines on top of one another. Here in Canada, they're encouraging people to get the three different ones. And I just read this morning, this RSV, the reason that they want everyone vaccinated is that they have no treatment for it. Well, I don't know that there's a treatment for influenza B or for the common cold either, Dave. So, and I know one thing, they have not tested people on two or three vaccines, just like they haven't tested people on two or three pharmaceuticals ever. It's always one at a time on clean bodies that aren't on any pharmaceuticals. So, you know, it's very confusing times for folks, Dave. It really is. And if you're afraid, well, that much worse, I guess.
I tell people, Wayne, that it's probably best not to take these jabs because they could have mRNA in them. And I'm talking about modified RNA, which is a problem. I would rather take the travel bug drops, stuff like that, that have ginger in them, fresh garlic bulb. Six and up can take them. Teens can take them. Adults can take it. Golden seal, myrrh, cayenne fruit, vitamin C. All of these things are, you know, this is supplement facts I'm talking about here. The immune support drops. It's one of the things I would rather buy the Strauss immune support drops than I would paying $200-something for a flu shot. That's just nuts.
Yeah, it's frightening. It's disturbing to me. I didn't get any of the vaccines, Dave. Now, I did have COVID three times. The third time was the worst. And, you know, it was interesting. When I went to the doctor, for I had a bunch of tests done, Dave. And the time I went to the hospital with this myocarditis, they seemed shocked that I had not been vaccinated, and not because I should have been vaccinated. I think they were a little shocked that I didn't have the vaccination and yet got myocarditis. I was surprised myself, Dave, because I thought only people that were vaccinated were getting the pericarditis and myocarditis. But,
okay. Well, so, that, yeah, I'm just got a note in here about shedding.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking that you are hanging around a lot of people because you are out there in the community a lot promoting Strauss and the people, you know, and you've got the football team and you got all these people you're hanging around with that if they did get the jab, then they are shedding these spike proteins and that's affecting you.
So, that's what I think, too. I golf know, once a week with three
Wayne,
other fellas
Wayne,
and two of them got
the
vaccinated.
Show.
You know.
There you go. There you go. You've been on the show before, Wayne. I don't mean to interrupt you here, but I'm bringing something back because it just popped into my head about your health history. It has not been that great. You've had problems with your heart. And
yes.
So that opened you up to all these new challenges.
Well, I'm so grateful for the Strauss heart drops, Dave, honestly. One thing they did confirm through all these tests, I've always said on the radio to folks that I had an attack in my mid-30s, and I never said heart attack. Well, they confirmed that I did have, half my life ago, it was a heart attack. Now, I knew in my own mind, because it was a sledgehammer in the chest and down I went, I knew it was, but I didn't seek medical attention, believe it or not, and then the angina started and got worse, then the arrhythmia, the irregular heartbeat kicked in. And I have to be the luckiest guy on the planet because I didn't find Strauss for almost 7 years after that. And thank goodness I did. And I do believe that it was my heart being as strong as it was and is that I was able to survive this myocarditis. That was the sickest I've ever been in my life. I lost 28 pounds in 9 days. And boy, it was just terrible. The two of the symptoms are that I had gotten rid of in my earlier life was high blood pressure, and what was worse than that for me was the irregular heartbeat came back, and my heartbeat would just going from my easy chair to the closest bathroom, which is about 10 steps, my heart would go up to 200 beats a minute and just flutter. And I was having trouble breathing, you see. It wasn't really pumping. It was fluttering. And but I'm convinced that had I not had such a good, strong heart. They told me in Halifax a year ago, August, that I had after some tests, that I had the heart of a young bull. They had never seen anything like it. this doctor said, with a from a 68-year-old man. So, you know, keeping our cardiovascular system in good shape is just so important, Dave, and everything connects. We've talked about this before. There's no part of your body that's off on its own. Everything connects. Every cell connects, and blood is the key, and that's why we have 50,000 miles of veins and vessels inside us. Every single cell is said blood. And, you know, when you compare open heart surgeries, and there's still lots of those, Dave, bypass surgeries, where they oftentimes will strip a vein or veins from a person's legs to replace or bypass that clogged artery. Well, those veins were in our legs for a reason to start with, Dave, and so eventually so many people have trouble with their legs and feet. And I'm just so happy. I mean, it's non-intrusive, it's painless, these herbal formulas, and you have nothing to lose, right? Satisfaction guarantee, safe.
Yep. So your money back.
I just wish more people would do that and maybe do more prevention. And so it's a good time now with cold and flu season coming back on. You want to be in the strongest shape you can be, Dave.
Yep. And see, the Power Mall is open at 877-817-9829, as are the phone lines. Bill in Illinois, you're on with Wayne Elliott. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, back to the squirrels, Dave. I don't know if you knew it or not, but they can live up to 25 years.
Oh, my. 25 years of those.
Yes, 25 years.
So, my question would be, if they don't like human hair, what happens if you go bald? What's your defense then? Irish Spring.
Well, the Irish Spring might work, but they prefer Dial, I heard, you know. But anyway,
no.
Nothing like chicken soup for when you get the cold. You know, I had the COVID back about a year ago last August, a year from last August, and they didn't give me nothing. And all I had was like a mild temperature, like 99.0, 99.2. And then it went away in like 3 or 4 days, you know. And so, you know, just, and I was in my late 60s at the time, and, you know, but that's just was me, you know, everybody gets things differently, you know. But I don't think it's really the COVID. I think it's the treatments like Remdesivir and things like that that they were forcing on people in these hospitals. And you know what their agenda was, Dave. So, okay,
yeah,
well, I won't bother you. So you take care. Have a nice day.
You too. Thank you so much, Bill. You see, and it does affect people in different ways. And the one thing Bill didn't say was whether or not he takes Strauss Heart Drops, which is one of the reasons Wayne is here. They have them. And see, here's all the products at Strauss we have at the Power Mall. All right. They're drop ship. And this is the time to order because flu season's here. We've got the immune support drops in the 3.4-ounce size. We got all the Strauss products, not just the heart drops. All right. Got them in regular and cinnamon. We have the prostate formula. Got it here. Every guy should be taking it, especially when you get up in years and things start to slow down a little. We got the bladder support, the cardio support. And Wayne, you've been on the cardio support before. Great supplement.
Oh, boy. But, I had arrhythmia. I had supraventricular tachycardia after what turns out was a heart attack 35 years ago. And I had I thought it was skipping a beat, my heart, and I felt every beat, which drove me crazy, but it was racing one beat, leaving a blank space after the race beat. And boy, 3 months, and I swear, 3 months on that cardio support, and I went, 27 years until this myocarditis when my heart went out of rhythm. Now, it's still... And I've been drinking the cardio, drinking the heart drops, and drinking the kidney because the blood pressure was up too. And I'm sorry to say I'm about 90% there with the regular heartbeat. It isn't fluttering anymore, that's for sure. And my blood pressure still is not down to where it was for 20 odd years. So it's just, you know, it's just so important. Everything is a process. You know, we don't get clogged up overnight. You don't eat the gravy and the next day you got clogged arteries. It's a process. It was mostly dairy products did it to me, milk and milkshakes. But, yes, and if any folks have high blood pressure, Dave, and our doctors unfortunately can't tell us if it's our heart or our kidneys. It's always one of the two, but there's no way they have of telling us. So if a person takes the Strauss Heart Drops and takes the kidney formula, and you're not satisfied in the end, so if you're expecting it to lower your blood pressure and it doesn't, you just get your money back, which is nice that no one can be duped for their money. And there's never been a more important time, Dave, for prevention, for trying to keep ourselves fit than now with these viruses around. And I don't know why this COVID was more serious than influenza B. For some people, like you said, we're all different. We're all like snowflakes. There's no two of us that are identically the same. And so some people were hit much harder than others. And
Wayne, I don't know about the snowflake part. I mean, it's a good analogy, but a lot of people take offense at being called a snowflake.
Well, say a pine tree, then. There's no two identical pine trees or giraffes.
There you go. All right. I got to love it. So the latest, obviously, you've been in touch with the Strauss folks because you're right in the forefront of this thing. Are people buying more and more of the heart drops, or is there something else that you're selling a lot more of, and why?
Well, I'll tell you, this time of year, the sales of their Cold Storm formula really go through the roof. Very popular. And I've never taken it, Dave, but what we hear back is that folks say they used to have colds all fall and winter long, one to another, that drag on. And a lot of people say that they're rid of their symptoms in two or three days. And other people say that they're not getting consistent colds one after another. It's just a great all-natural formula called Cold Storm. And I think it's a good daily supplement to take, honestly, along with that travel bug, which is really, it was made for nausea, and Health Canada insisted they put on the bottle that it's good for upper respiratory. And with some of these viruses, like the COVID, the respiratory seems to be where it attacks the worst. That's where it affected me the most, that's for sure. And so anyone that has breathing issues, asthma or COPD or anything like that, it's quite a challenge. You get this virus. And so, again, the best thing to do is try and prevent it and keep our immune system strong. These are very good, strong, all-natural formulas, and can't hurt you, and just good things to take, along with the other things that we know, Dave. Get some exercise, drink enough good water, try and eat enough fresh foods, which is harder than ever with the cost of food today. Eating a blueberry pie isn't really the way you want to get your fruit, as delicious as those are. I love them myself. But we're meant to have those fresh fruit and vegetables. And sugar, I think that sugar is a much bigger evil than is salt. And salt's bad enough, too much salt. But these refined carbs, Dave, I think are, look at the obesity today. In North America. And there just is no good thing with refined carbs. It does nothing for us except thicken our blood. Sugar's the best blood thickener, and water's the best blood thinner. So thickens our blood. We can't use it. We don't have any use for these refined carbs, and yet it's hard to avoid them these days. And if you're going in any fast food places, well, you're getting loads of them and salt.
Yeah, you are. Well, and see, there's the thing about flu season and not catering to it by watching your diet. Mike in Alaska, you're on with Wayne Elliott. Go ahead.
Good morning, Wayne, and good morning, David. Yeah, we're lucky up here in Fairbanks. We get rose hips, like up on my mining claim. I get rose hips and the biggest blueberries, and I just go out and scoop them up. My wife used to make pancakes when she was up here with the kids. Way back, she would scoop them up and make pancakes with the blueberries. But I thought the flu had disappeared. You guys, didn't Fauci said there was no more flu in 2000 or in 2021?
Yeah. He's also the guy who said maybe we should wear two masks. I can't believe. I think he retired just in time before the gig was up for that guy. It was terrible. But those rose hips that you mentioned, that's nature's highest natural form of vitamin C. The Greeks centuries ago called rose hips food of the gods. And Jim Strauss always said that, you know, those little square, very hard seeds that are in the rose hips? Well, the birds love to eat those rose hips, and they drop the seeds everywhere. And rose hips are found almost everywhere because we're meant to have them.
That's right. I appreciate that. Thanks, Mike in Alaska. Thanks, Wayne Elliott. We're out of time for today. Get your Strauss natural products at the Power Mall today. Power Mall is open, by the way, 877-817-9829. If you do not have internet, otherwise you can go on thepowermall.com and order directly, and we'll get them to you. Got to stay healthy. Stay safe. I know you're still here the day after. It's okay. We'll get over this. Don't worry. We'll be back tomorrow with a Friday edition, feel good or otherwise. In the meantime, God bless you and God bless the United States of America. We are still the greatest country, despite the fact that we have more mortgage debt and private debt than our government does. See you tomorrow.
And well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.